愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上一起学习的题目是暗中的保守。
The topic that we'd like to study tonight is keeping us in secret.
请看诗篇三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 31.
二十节。
Verse 20.
诗篇三十一篇第二十节。
Psalm 31 verse 20。
三十一篇的二十节。
Chapter 31 verse 20。
你必把他们藏在你面前的隐秘处，免得遇见人的计谋。你必暗暗的保守他们在亭子里，免受口舌的争闹。
Verse 20, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of men, you shall keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues.
这是诗人大卫的祷告。
This is the prayer of the psalmist David.
他说神的恩典很大。
He says the grace of God is immense.
第十九节啊，这里说敬畏神、投靠神的人，他为他们所积存的祝福啊，是何等的大呢？
In verse 19, it says, How great is your goodness which you have laid up for those who fear you.
神的恩惠包括我们在今生的祝福。
God's grace includes the blessings of our present life.
也包括为我们预备将来的救恩。
And also includes the salvation he prepared for us in the future.
有时候我们想到怎么得到救恩。
Sometimes we think, how do we obtain salvation?
有人说我们要努力。
Some people say we must strive hard.
要灵修。
To spiritually cultivate.
要做奉献。
To offer.
要做圣工。
And do holy work.
要改变自己。
And to change ourselves.
可以讲很多。
We can say a lot.
这也是我们需要做的。
And these things are our responsibility.
人绝对是需要努力才可以得到神的恩典。
Man indeed needs to strive hard to receive the blessing of God.
但是连着第二十节这里所说的是神的保守。
But in verse 20 here it says the guidance or the protection of God.
如果没有神在保守我们，
If God does not protect us,
就算你再努力，
even though how hard you work,
也是没有办法成功。
You cannot be successful.
再小心。
However careful you are,
如果没有神的保守，也会跌倒。
If it is not the protection of God, you will still fall.
再谨慎。
However,
如果没有神的保守，还是会被迷惑。
However careful if you do not have the protection of God, you will still fall.
所以如果了解这个观念，
if you understand this concept,
我们人就没有什么可夸的。
Then men do not have anything to boast about.
如果我们能够维持到信仰的最后，
If we can continue to the end of our faith,
将来能够走完这条天国的道路，
And in the end finish this heavenly journey,
不单只是因为你的努力，
It is not only because of your hard work,
是因为神的保守，
But it is also because of God's protection.
那神在哪一方面会保守我们呢？
So in which aspects do God protect us?
这里说神的恩典当然有时候是很公开的保守。
Here it says God's grace is a very open protection.
就是譬如说差遣天使啊、天兵啊、天将啊，在我们身边来保护我们。
For example, He may send angels to protect us.
就好像有些大人物要出巡了，总统要去哪里了。
Just like when a president or someone important needs to go out.
他的身边有很多贴身的保镖。
Beside him, there will be many bodyguards.
哇，当然大家就看到。
And everyone sees them.
这个是很明显的。
This is very obvious.
但是有些时候的保守是暗中的。
But sometimes protection is in secret.
不是那么明显的。
It is not obvious.
你看不到他，但是他看到你。
You may not see him, but he may see you.
你看不到神在保守你。
You may not see God's protection.
但是事情发生之后，
But after the things has passed,
你会发觉，原来神有在我身边。
You will realize that indeed God is beside you.
这个就是神暗中的保守。
This is God's protection in secret.
所以我们今天晚上就来一起来看看。
So tonight we'll like to study this.
神怎么样在暗中的保守我们？
How does God protect us in secret?
我们也要怎么样来保守自己？
And how do we keep ourselves?
第一，我们来看，就是神在暗中常常保守我们的性命。
Firstly, God keeps us secretly in our lives.
我们看撒母耳记上第十八章。
Let's first turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第十八章
Chapter
18撒母耳记上的第十八章的第十一节
First Samuel chapter 18 verse 11
这里是记载扫罗因为嫉妒大卫所以就有恶魔从神那边来扰乱扫罗
Here records how Saul was jealous of David so an evil spirit came to disrupt Saul.
我们看十八章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 10.
次日，从神那里来的恶魔大大降在扫罗身上，他就在家中胡言乱语，大卫照常弹琴。扫罗手里拿着枪，扫罗把枪一抡，心里说：“我要将大卫刺透，钉在墙上。”大卫躲避他两次。
Verse 10, and it happened on the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music with his hand as at other times, but there was a spear in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the spear, for he said, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped his presence twice.
这里说扫罗要杀大卫，其实很容易的。
Here records how easily it is for Saul to kill David.
因为扫罗是一个战士。
Because Saul is a soldier.
他身边又有武器。
Beside him, there are weapons.
他身边也有军队。
And beside him, there are armies.
他如果要杀一个少年人。
If he wants to kill a young man,
其实应该只是时间的问题，而不是能不能做得到的问题。
The question wouldn't be if he's able to do it, but when should he do it?
王要你死，你就要死，这是自古以来一些道理。
If the king wants you to die, you will die. This is an inevitable truth.
但是对大卫来说，
but for David,
神有他的旨意在他的身上。
God has his will on him.
神要他以后要做王，代替扫罗。
He wants David to become king and replace Saul.
因为扫罗骄傲了，
because Saul has become proud,
被神弃绝，
and abandoned by God.
大卫心里谦卑，合神的心意。
David is humble in heart and he pursues after God's heart.
所以神有工作要大卫做。
So God has work for David to do.
因为神有工作要他做。
And because God has work for him to do.
他的寿命还不可以结束。
David's life cannot be ended.
所以就接下来就演出扫罗一直要杀大卫，但是每一次都不成功。
So here records how many times Saul tried to kill David, but he's not successful.
这次大卫在帮他弹琴。
This time David was playing music.
哇，扫罗那个鬼又来骚扰他了。
And the distressing spirit came upon Saul.
他的精神不清楚。
And he became unconscious.
所以精神病的人其实是很危险的。
So those who are insane are very dangerous.
他一发作起来的时候，什么做得出来？
Once he becomes insane, he can do anything.
因为这个恶魔或者是精神错乱。
Because the distressing spirit or he's unconscious.
所以他拿枪拿出来一轮，想说我一次就可以把他刺透了。
So he thought I would take the spear and pierce David.
结果两次都没有刺到。
And twice he did not pierce David.
他们距离其实很近的，因为他帮他弹琴，不会离多远。
Their distance was in fact very close because they're playing music.
但是两次都没有刺到。
But twice he missed.
其实扫罗可以说把他抓住大卫，叫他不要动，我再来刺他。他也是可以这样做的。
Saul could say, grab David so I can pierce him.
但是他就没有这样做。
But he didn't do it.
两次都逃过了。
And twice David escaped.
接下来还有很多很多的故事。
And later on there are many stories.
每一次扫罗准备要杀大卫。
Every time Saul prepared to kill David,
差一点要杀到了。
When he was about to,
我们看二十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 23.
二十三章
，chapter 23.
二十五节
，verse 25.
二十三章的二十五节
，chapter 23, verse 25.
扫罗和跟随他的人去寻找大卫，有人告诉大卫，他就下到磐石，住在马云的旷野。扫罗听见，并在马云的旷野追赶大卫。二十六节。
26。
扫罗在山的这边走，大卫和跟随他的人在山的那边走。他们急忙躲避扫罗，因为扫罗和跟随他的人四面围住大卫和跟随他的人，要拿获他们。这一次，大概大卫也觉得是已经没有办法了。
At this point, David thought maybe he has no escape.
因为扫罗收到情报，大卫就是躲在这个地方，在马云的旷野磐石那一边。
Because Saul heard of where David was hiding.
马云的旷野就是那几块大石头，很容易找的。
In the wilderness of Maon, there are only these rocks.
到处都是旷野。
And everywhere is wilderness.
你一逃出来就看得见。
If you come out of the rocks, you'll be seen.
这是扫罗带够人马，把这个磐石都包围了。
So Saul took some men and surrendered.
他们在山里面，一个走这边，一个走那边。
They surrounded this mountain.
差不多要抓到了，因为人比较多，扫罗人比较多。
And they were about to capture David.
这个很奇妙。
But miraculously.
二十七节。
Verse 27,
突然有使者来报告扫罗说，腓力斯人来翻进闯强弱了，请王快快回去。
27, but a messenger came to Saul saying, Hurry, come, for the Philistines have invaded the land.
于是扫罗就不追赶大卫回去攻打非利士人。
So Saul returned from pursuing David and went against the Philistines.
于是就给他那个地方叫做希拉马哈希罗解。
So they called that place the Rock of Escape.
大卫这个希拉哈马希罗解这个很难念，其实就是英文比较清楚，Rock of Escape 就是逃难的逃脱的踏盘石。
So they named this place the Rock of Escape.
这个就是说，在这块磐石，他本来被抓到了，但是他要逃走了。
Which means that in this rock he was about to be captured, but he escaped.
这就是非利士人是打救了大卫了。
Here the Philistines have saved David.
但非利士人不知道，不是故意要救大卫。
But Philistines they didn't know that they're actually saving David.
刚好那么巧，非利士人来打，那扫罗没有办法，就要回去应付非利士人。
Coincidentally, the Philistines came and Saul had to return to the Philistines.
所以表面上看起来很巧。
So on the surface, it seems like a coincidence.
其实不是巧,
but it is not a coincidence.
是神在暗中的保守大卫。
It is God keeping David in secret.
今天也是一样,
it is the same today.
我们今天可以坐在这里, 还活着, 其实是一种恩典。
Today we can sit here and be alive. It is God's grace.
其实要死很容易。
It is very easy for us to die.
可以发生很多意外。
We can face up with many accidents.
可以发生很多车祸。
We can face up with car accidents.
也可以生很多不同的病。
Or we can have many illnesses.
但是为什么到今天我们还在这里?
But why is it that we are still here today?
因为神的暗中的保守。
Because of God's protection in secret.
以前有一位工人被派到一个开拓去的地方。
There was once a worker who was sent into
a new pioneer area.
A pioneer area.
那个地方治安很差。
And the society there was not well.
很多抢劫。
There was a lot of theft.
干好了，他就每天看报纸。
And he read the newspaper every day.
对啊，每天都抢劫，要杀人啊，又怎么样啊？
And there was a theft, a murder. It was not a good place.
他就很害怕。
And he was scared.
他不太敢出门。
He didn't dare to go out.
也不太敢去访问啊，去哪里？
And he didn't dare to go to on visitations.
他觉得外面太危险了。
Because he thought it was very dangerous outside.
但每个人都有自己的恐惧。
Of course, everyone has their own fears.
甚至有另外一个工人从其他的国家来。
So there was another worker who came from another country.
鼓励他。
And encouraged him.
那你不用怕。
Telling him, do not be afraid.
你有工作要做。
You have this work to do.
神如果没有要你走, 你绝对走不了。
If God does not want you to die, He will not allow you to die.
神不用你死, 你时间还没有到, 一根头发不会掉。
If it is not God's time for you to die, you will not even lose one hair.
如果神要你走, 你在那里吃饭吃到一半都会扛死, 都会回天家。
But if God wants you to die, even when you're eating, He will take you away.
真的, 我们看过这些例子。
Of course, we can see these examples.
最危险的地方, 有神同在最安全。
In fact, the most dangerous place with the presence of God, it is the safest place.
所以神暗中的保守很重要。
So God's protection in secret is important.
我相信大家都有这种体验, 可能跟死亡、跟灾祸、跟车祸差一线之间。
I believe everyone has experienced that this close experience to death, it's just a hair away.
以前我在非洲的时候,
When I was in Africa,
常常有这种经验。
I always have this kind of experience.
坐那些车子都非常的旧。
We rode on those very old cars.
一个小巴那种van啊, 可以坐7个人的, 里面挤20个人。
This van is supposed to hold 7 people, but we're filled with 20 people.
里面挤到挤得不能再挤了。
And it is filled until nobody can fit in.
那个车子这样就在走。
And the car went on.
有一次车子看到走到一半。
So there was once when this car was driving.
车子突然间停下来。
And suddenly it stopped.
那我看到车子其中一个轮子往前跑。
And I saw that there was a wheel in front of us rolling away.
那个轮子还跑得比车子快。
And the wheel was rolling faster than the car.
有个轮子不晓得怎么样就飞出去了。
So the tire, for some reason, flied out.
那些非洲人很紧张，我不知道讲什么，然后大家赶了出去。
So the Africans, they're very nervous, and they started talking loudly.
那我也听不懂他讲什么。
I didn't understand what they were talking about.
我想说应该是跟着他们走这队人。
So I thought, oh, I should just follow them to where they go.
那就赶大家赶紧逃出车外面。
So everyone escaped out of the car.
那个车子在漏油了。
So the van was in fact leaking oil.
但是感谢神没有爆炸。
But thank God it did not explode.
啊，如果有爆炸，你要再烧起来，你要出去，你们几二十个人怎么出去？
If it did in fact explode, it's hard for 20 people to escape.
肯定啊，烧起来，烧起来啊，变叉烧了。
If
出不去的，那个门出不去的。
Because the door, it's so crowded, it's hard for us to escape.
哎，竟然车子没有翻。
But the car did not flip.
漏了油又没有着火。
And it leaked oil, but it did not burn.
哇，哎，就有一个见证可以讲了。
So this is a testimony.
真的是很危险。
It is indeed very dangerous.
但是神呢就暗中的保守。
But God has His protection in secret.
我相信不像是我，每一个弟兄姐妹都曾经体验过神暗中的保守。
And not only me, I believe every member have this experience.
如果不是神暗中的保守，今天我们不可能坐在这里。
If it's not God's protection in secret, not any one of us can sit here today.
一切都是出于神。
So everything is out of God.
所以既然神要保守，
So if it is God's protection,
这个性命神还留着。
And this life is kept by God.
每天都要想为什么神还要把我留着。
So every day we should think, why did God protect me?
这样我们才不会辜负神的恩典，神的保守啊。
So that we do not fall short of God's blessing and grace.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
再来，我们来讲。
Next,
神暗中的保守，我们的家庭。
God keeps our family protected in secret.
我们看创世纪的第二十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 20.
创世纪第二十章
，Genesis chapter 20。
啊，这里记载亚伯拉罕呢，他就搬到这个亚比米勒的这个地方去住。
Here records how Abraham he moved to Abimelech。
啊，我们看二十章的第一节。
Chapter 20 verse 1。
啊，亚伯拉罕从哪里向南地迁去，寄居在加底士和苏尔中间的基拉尔。
And Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar.
那亚伯拉罕呢就称他的妻撒拉为妹子，基勒尔王亚比米勒就差人把撒拉娶了去了。
Now Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister, and Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah.
哇，这个是一个很大的危机啊。
This is a very big crisis.
为什么会有这个危机呢？
Why is there this crisis?
因为亚伯拉罕这个时候信心比较软弱。
Because Abraham at this point his faith is not very strong.
他很怕别人会因他的妻子杀了他。
He thought that because of his wife people will kill him.
所以为了保自己的命。
So in order to protect his life.
他跟他的太太撒拉约好，说你跟别人不要说你是我太太，你要说我是妹子。
So instructed his wife saying if people ask, say that you are. My sister.
其实他们也真的是有点亲戚关系，是同父异母的。
But indeed, they have some kind of family relationship.
但是呢，他隐瞒说不要说夫妻的关系。
But they hid the fact that they're husband and wife.
那个撒拉也是很顺服啊，你叫我做什么我就做了，为了保你的命就保了。
So Sarah was very obedient and told as she was told.
结果亚比米勒就光明正大的就把撒拉接到他的宫里面了。
So Abimelech, He actually invited Sarah into his palace.
啊，人有时候啊，很多问题是自己造成的。
Many issues are actually created by men.
我们会想很多负面的想法。
We always think of negative thoughts.
我们也为自己预备很多解决的方案。
And we prepare solutions for ourselves.
有时候是我们缺乏了信心。
Many times it is because we lack in faith.
用自己的智慧去替自己解决的问题。
And we use our own wisdom to find a solution.
但是这些问题有时候会更早出现，或者是把你遇到放到更麻烦的情况。
But these problems can either arrive earlier than you expect or put you in a greater danger.
好了，现在亚伯拉罕他太太被人家抢走了。
So here Abraham's wife is captured.
他的家庭很快就会破碎了。
And his family is about to be broken.
那神的应许、神的救赎计划呢，也可能受到阻碍。
And God's salvation plan may also become hindered.
因为神应许，从撒拉生的才是你的后裔。
Because God promised Abraham that from Sarah will be your seed.
如果撒拉被人家抢去当别人的太太，怎么替亚伯拉罕生孩子呢？
If Sarah was captured to be someone else's wife, how can she bear Abraham's seed?
神的应许就会落空了。
And God's promise will fall short.
所以这个时候神要出手。
So here God has extend his hand.
暗中的保守撒拉。
and protect Sarah in secret.
也暗中的保守着亚伯拉罕的家庭。
And protect Abraham's family in secret.
啊，当天晚上，神就梦里面就对亚伯米勒说了。
At that night, God told Abimelech.
啊，我们看第四节，第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
但夜间神来梦中对亚伯米勒说，你是个死人啊，因为你娶了那女人，她原是别人的妻子。
But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman you have, whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife.
神很直接啊，神都不跟他客气啊。
God is very direct. He was not polite.
神也没有说亚伯米勒，亚伯米勒你好吗？都没有。
He didn't say, Abimelech, how are you?
神直接说你是个死人啊。
死了一
半了已经。
Indeed, you are a dead man.
你再不把人家妻子还给人家，你就死定了。
If you do not return someone's wife, you are dead.
亚伯米勒说我都不知道。
Abimelech replied, I do not know this.
有义的国你要毁灭吗？
Will you slay a righteous nation?
神就说我就知道了，你不知道我才给你机会。
So God replied, I know that you didn't know, so I gave you this chance.
才不容许你得罪我。
So that you do not go against me.
赶快把这个人太太还给他。
Quickly and return this wife to the man.
他就为你祷告。
And he will pray for you.
不然的话你死定了。
Otherwise you are a dead man.
神真的是很爱亚伯拉罕。
God indeed loved Abraham.
虽然亚伯拉罕很软弱。
Even though Abraham, his faith is weak.
想出这种那么不好的方法来保护自己。
And thought of this way to protect himself.
又把太太放到很危险的地步。
To put his wife in a dangerous situation.
但是神还是暗中的保守他。
But God protect them in secret.
结果隔天亚伯米勒就赶快把太太还给亚伯拉罕。
So the next day Abimelech returned Sarah.
还赔了很多东西给他。
And he also gave them very many gifts.
那亚伯拉罕就为亚伯米勒的家里祷告。
So Abraham prayed for Abimelech.
不然的话亚伯米勒家里的妇人啊全部都不能生育。
Otherwise, the women in Abimelech's house will be barren.
所以你看亚伯拉罕从这一次当中得到什么？
So here, what does Abraham receive?
他得到他的家庭。
He received his family.
如果不是神帮助，
if it is not for God's protection,
他的家庭就没有了。
His family will be broken.
太太没有了。
He will have lost his wife.
就剩下多少钱也没有用。
Even though how much money he would have, it would be useless.
但是神呢，往往在关键的时候保守亚伯拉罕的家庭。
But God, he protected his family in the most critical time.
透过梦
through a dream.
透过疾病击打亚伯米勒
through an illness.
神保守了亚伯拉罕的家庭。
God protected Abraham's family.
今天我们最重要保守的，都得到保守的是什么呢？
So today, what is the most important thing we have to receive protection?
不是我们的事业。
It is not our career.
我们最需要得到保守的是我们的家庭啊。
What we need protection the most is our family.
我们想想，如果我们事业很成功。
If we think if our career is very successful,
但是如果我们的家庭失败了，
but our family is broken,
还是这个失败的人生啊，
then our life is a failure.
因为家庭是我们生命的大部分。
Because our family is the most major part of our life.
事业是为了提供家庭的需要。
And our career is to provide for the needs of the family.
如果家庭都没有了，那事业有什么意思呢？
So if there is no family, then what is the need of a career?
跟自己太太、跟自己丈夫，婚姻都没有感情了。
If there is no bond in our marriage life,
回到家有什么意思呢？
What is the point of returning home?
跟儿女们都不亲了。
If we are not close to our children,
房子住很大。
Even though we live in a big house,
有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
很多人想不通这一点。
Many people do not understand this point.
很多人为了事业可以牺牲家庭。
Many people can sacrifice family for their career.
其实他们就是不了解圣经的道理。
But they do not understand the concept in the Bible.
我们每天要祷告了，都要求神保守我们的家庭。
So every day we should pray for God to protect our family.
这个真的很重要。
This is important.
不是你认真经营家庭就可以成功了，要神的保守。
It is not you working hard can manage this family. It needs God's protection.
我们要求神保守我们的婚姻。
We also ask God to protect our marriages.
现在的婚姻呢，有一半是离婚收场的。
In today's marriage, about half of them end in divorce.
所以两个人从结婚到老都不离开，都还在婚姻里面，这个是很不容易。
So it is rare for two married couples to stay together for the rest of their lives.
所以现在教会规定啊，年轻人在教会结婚呢、都要上课。
So the church has the rule to educate young couples when they're married.
里面有个课程啊，有10个单元都要上。
And there are 10 topics for them to learn from.
要讲得很清楚，事先要先小人后君子啊，先讲好，怎么样，怎么做，怎么才可以结婚。
And it is very detailed on what you should do to get married.
因为太多地方可以失败了。
Because there are many places where you can fail.
那要事先就要知道，用神的道理来保守住。
So we should protect ourselves firstly by the word of God.
当然也要神的保守，真的很重要。
And also God's protection is important.
前天呢，昨天我们中文查经班呢，也查考到约瑟他被卖到埃及遇到试探的这个故事。
Yesterday our Chinese Bible study studied the story of Joseph being sold and being seduced.
那大家呢讨论都很踊跃。
And everyone talked very.
我都没有，不是我领会。昨天我当马大，我没有领会。
So yesterday.
我都听大家分享。
Yesterday I wasn't leading the discussion. I was being Martha.
我听大家讲的很有趣。
So I heard of the discussion. It was very interesting.
有人说这个祖母一定长得很漂亮。
So someone said, this master's wife must be very pretty.
因为她是一个有名有官大官的太太，肯定不会太差。
Because she is the wife of a very important person, so she must not be very bad.
那么约瑟这个时候才二十出头。
And Joseph here, he is around 20 years old.
血气方刚。
He's educated.
那被这个祖母有计划的这样引诱。
And he was seduced. By this master's wife.
圣经说一开始就是用眼睛的，我是不会演的，但是这个眼神要怎么抛啊？圣经说要抛出来的，以目送情啊，电过去。
So in the Bible it says, she started with, this eye, this giving him this eye.
真的眼神出卖一个人。当一个人对你有兴趣的时候，他的眼睛是不一样的，特别大，特别亮的。
So indeed, this eye can. Be very effective.
然后呢，以目送情，电中过去了，还找机会在一起聊。
And after giving him this glare or this eyesight, she started to talk to him.
然后很直接的，我们睡觉吧，我们同寝吧。
And she was very direct. Let us sleep together.
约瑟都不理他了，觉得这个人怎么这样。
And Joseph did not bother with her.
他在这个房间，他都跑到别的地方。
If she's in this room, he will go to another room.
约瑟都一直逃啊。
And Joseph was escaping.
大家都说了，这个肯定很漂亮。
So everyone said, she must be very pretty.
不会太差，还有保养。
She wouldn't be too bad.
有人说不会的，应该是恐龙啊。
Some people
应该又老又丑了。
Some people say maybe she's a dinosaur.
所以约瑟才不要了。
That's why Joseph didn't want her.
应该不是这样。
But that must not be the case.
反正无论如何。
But anyways.
有人说这个是办公室性骚扰啊。
People say this is. Sexual harassment in the
office. 在工作场所，那个女的老板要引诱这个年轻的下属。
In the office, the higher up have harassed this lower colleague.
其实这个真的是很危险的。
But it is indeed very dangerous.
因为他们工作的地方就是家里。
Because where Joseph worked is the house.
床就在这里了。
The bed is there.
那个祖母就想好了什么时间，刚好这个时候到处都没有人。他都进去约瑟工作的地方。
And the master's wife had thought of this that when he is working, she will go into his bedroom.
再一次说我们睡觉吧，我们同寝吧。
And she will once again say, "Let us sleep together."
约瑟说：“我怎么可以做这个大恶得罪神呢？”
But Joseph said, "How can I sin against God?"
约瑟看到的不是一个可以享受的机会。
Joseph did not see a chance to take pleasure.
约瑟看到的是一个下地狱的机会。
Joseph saw an opportunity to go into hell.
是一个得罪神的引诱。
A temptation against God.
所以他不敢接受。
So he did not accept it.
他赶快跑出去啊。
And he immediately escaped.
约瑟身上其实只有一件衣服。
And Joseph, he only had this one clothing.
但是那个祖母就把他手就拉下来，他就衣服都不要，他就跑出去了。
And when the master's wife took hold of his clothes, he did not keep it and just fled.
为什么约瑟可以在那个时刻讲出这句话？
So how can Joseph say those words in that critical time?
一个血气方刚还没结婚的年轻人，对一个心怀不轨、已经计划很久的这个中年妇人的引诱。
An educated and handsome young man facing a very seductive and crafty woman.
今天如果我们的年轻人碰到这种考验，有几个可以站得住？
So if today our young men were faced with this situation, how many can stand firm?
不单只是年轻人，中年人也好，老人也好。
Not even young men, middle age or even older men.
但是神有保守约瑟的心。
But God protected Joseph's heart.
让他在那个时候很敬畏神，不敢乱来。
So that at that moment he was fearing God and he did not, do anything to sin against God.
这个神的保守。
So this is God's protection.
那之后的故事的发展就是他被诬告嘛，就被下到监牢嘛。
So the story went on, when Joseph he was,
觉得他很可怜的嘛，对不对？被人家诬告，那个祖母说：“你看他骚扰我。”
He was falsely accused and put into prison.
我叫了他才跑走，这个衣服在这边，我拿出来，他没话讲。
Saying that, when the master's wife, put out the evidence of Joseph's clothing.
他就被下到监牢里面了。
And he was put into prison.
我觉得这是神的保守。
But there's God's protection in this.
被下到监牢是神的保守。
Why is being in prison God's protection? Why?
如果那个祖母每天这样子来骚扰他
，If the master's wife daily harassed him，
他能够抗拒几次
？How many times can he resist it？
一次
？Once？
五次
？Five times？
十次？每天这样弄
？If every day she is like this，
迟早沦陷了。
There is a limit。
神直接把他派到监牢里面好了。
So God directly sent him to the prison。
在监牢里面还比较安全的，不会犯罪。
So in the prison is even safer, so he cannot sin.
以后还可以解梦，还可以再出头了。
And later on, he can interpret dreams.
你看，这个就是神的保守。
So this is God's protection.
暗中的，当时我想不到的。
In secret, at that time, he did not think of it.
后来你看整个历史，他说：“哎呀，原来神那么奇妙的计划。”
But afterwards, when he looks back, it is God's miraculous protection.
如果约瑟继续在波提法的家里工作一辈子，迟早出问题。
Joseph continued in Potiphar's house. There will be problem eventually.
一个年轻人能够抵挡几次的这样引诱呢？
Young man, how many times can he resist this temptation?
一辈子只是在做一个奴才而已。
In his entire life, he is just a slave.
但是神的保守。
But because of God's protection.
有时候神呢把你放在一个很困难的、很你不想要的环境里面，其实神在保守你。
So God can place you in a very difficult and challenging situation, but it is indeed God's protection.
让你不要得罪神。
To allow you to not forsake God,
保守你的婚姻啊,
to protect your marriage,
保守你的信仰,
and to protect your faith.
教会里面有一个弟兄啊，他是长得高大英俊，年轻的时候了。
There was a member who is very tall and handsome when he was young.
在这个航空公司做这个空服空中少爷的。
And he was a pilot. Was he a
pilot? 对 ，flight attendant.
Oh, flight attendant.
哇，我们知道。在那个航空公司里面，那个空中少爷、空中小姐每天在一起工作。
So we know that in his work there are many female flight attendants.
很多很容易出问题的。
And there are many of them, so there may be problems.
两个都是漂亮的男生女生。
And they are very good looking.
飞机又那么窄。
And the plane is very narrow.
下班就去旅馆了。
And after they finish, they go to the hotel.
我听说有一些航空公司为了避免空姐跟机长出问题，或是空姐空校之间出问题啊，那男女都住不同旅馆的，有一些。
So because the airplane company did not want any troubles between
太多这些问题。
The male and female, so they live in different hotel rooms.
那这个弟兄 ，different hotel 啊
，different hotel
啊，当然是 different hotel room 了，这个是不用讲，但是住不同的旅馆，隔远一点。
So they live in different hotels.
那有人就问这个姐妹的，李先生每天在那飞来飞去，你都不晓得他去了哪里，又那么帅，身边那么多美女、空姐，你会不会担心
？So some people may ask, this brother's wife, your husband is flying around with these beautiful women. Are you worried at all?
姐妹说，怎么不担心？肯定会担心的。
And the sister said, of course I'm worried.
但是担心有什么用
？But what is the need of worrying?
我就为他祷告。
I pray for him.
求神给他敬畏神的心。
To allow God to give him a God-fearing heart.
每天为自己的婚姻祷告。
And so she prayed for her marriage every day.
求神保守。
For God's protection.
感谢神啊！后来丈夫也比较有经验了，也调到地勤做训练的工作，也不用全世界这样单飞了。
So thank God, his husband moved to another position, so he didn't have to do this job.
几十年来婚姻也是很美满。
And their marriage is very beautiful.
所以啊，我们真的要求神保守我们的婚姻。
So we need to ask God to protect our marriage.
能够做到的范围，自己要努力，要避免，要预防问题。
Whatever we can do, we have to avoid the problem.
自己做不到的部分，就求神保守。
But in areas we cannot do, we have to ask God for guidance.
约伯也是一样。
It is the same for Job.
我们看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 2.
约伯记的第一章第二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 2.
这里说约伯呢，有七个儿子，三个女儿。
Here Job, he has seven sons and three.
那么他的孩子们呢，感情很好。
And he has good relationship with his children.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他的儿子呢，就按着日期各自在家里卸摆筵席，就打发人去请他三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
Verse 4, and his sons would go out and feast in their houses each on his appointed day and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
他们轮流在不同地方开 party, 每天都在 party.
So they would go around and have parties in each other's houses.
有好吃的，有好喝的，当然也会喝点酒了。
And of course, there are feasts, and they will also drink wine.
我们知道喝酒喝多了容易醉，醉了就会乱讲话，或者是乱做事情。
But we know that when people get drunk, they may speak very carelessly.
这个时候，约伯的十个儿女都已经应该是成年人了。
At this time, Job's 10 children may already be an adult.
但是呢，约伯还是很不放心。
But Job, he was not. He was worried.
他每天呢都为自己的儿女们祷告。
So that he would pray for his children every day.
按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。
And offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
因为他们怕说他孩子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
Because he is afraid that it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
这个观念很重要。
This concept is very important.
我们不能跟着孩子一辈子。
We cannot follow our children our entire lives.
他长大了，你还是要放手的。
When he grows up, we have to let go of them.
小时候你可以控制他，说你不该做什么，你要去哪里，不去哪里。
When they're young, you can control them where you should go, where you cannot go.
到了高中了，他的自由度就高很多了。
When they're in high school, they have more freedom.
到了大学了，你基本上是管不了了。
When they're in university, you can basically not control them.
他其实真正的试探引诱啊，是进了高中、进了大学才开始。
But temptations usually arise when they enter high school.
尤其是现在这个社会很开放。
Especially when the society is very open today.
在大学啊，每个礼拜五晚上就是开 party 的。
In university, every Friday night there is a party.
考完试啊 ，midterm 啊，期末啊，也是开 party 的。
After midterms, after exams, there will be parties.
男男女女喝酒啊，吸毒啦，男女乱，很关系很乱的。
There will be male and female students drinking.And partying.
真的遇到很多的这种考验。
So there are indeed many challenges.
但是我们要常常为儿女祷告。
But we have to pray for our children every day.
也要求神保守他们。
And ask God to protect them.
该教的也是要教。
We should teach them what they ought to be taught.
有一个弟兄啊，他开车送他女儿去大学的途中。
There was a brother when he was sending his daughter to down to school.
这有一个很长的遥远的路程。
It was a long journey.
在车上就跟他女儿讲了很多。
So on the way there, he taught his daughter a lot of things.
他跟他说：“女儿，你知道我们是信了耶稣好几代了。”
He told her daughter, you know that we have believed in Jesus for many generations.
你已经是第三代的信仰。
You're already the third generation of this faith.
你也知道父母的为人，还有我们怎么培养你。
And you already know how we have cared for you.
我跟妈妈不要求你一定要拿多少分，或者是读什么专业。
Me and your mother, we do not expect you to have high marks.
我对你只有一个要求。
I only have one expectation.
你要记住你的身份。
Now you have to remember your status.
你是神的儿女。
You are the children of God.
你跟身边那些没有信神的人都是不一样的。
You are different from those who do not believe in God.
你一定要保守自己。
And you have to protect yourself.
他女儿知道爸爸在讲什么。
And the daughter knew what his father was talking about.
因为大学太淫乱了。
Because university is filled with temptation.
这个社会太淫乱了。
And the society is very corrupt.
爸爸还跟他讲一句。
And the father told her one more thing.
只要我知道或者是听说你行为已经开始不检点了。
If I know or hear of your conduct not being very good.
Not decent.
Not decent.
我就会马上切断你的经济的支持。
Then I will immediately cut off your financial support.
我会马上要你回来，你就不要再躲。
and I will immediately take you back, and you will not attend the university. I only have this one requirement. Any other thing I do not expect of you.
女儿知道爸爸是什么意思?
So the daughter knew what his father is trying to say.
男女的事情上面要特别小心。
So we have to be very careful between men and women.
这个爸爸常常为这个女儿祷告。
And this father prayed frequently for his daughter.
尤其是你有女儿长得漂亮，特别担心呢。
Especially when your daughter is very good looking.
儿子长得帅啊，也特别要担心啊。
And also when your son is very good looking.
有时候长得平凡一点的，烦恼少一点。
When you're just average, you're actually better off.
长得漂亮，里面的外面的苍蝇啊，什么蜘蛛啊，一大堆啊，人黏着。
When you're better looking, there are many people that will surround you.
但是女儿有记住爸爸这番话。
But the daughter remembered his father.
我是神的儿女。
I am the children of God.
爸爸只要求我这个。
And my father only requires me of this.
她在读大学那几年呢，真的要保守自己圣洁。
So when she was in university, she kept herself pure.
哎呀，爸爸也为儿女祷告。
And the father also prayed for a daughter.
神也保守他的儿女。
And God protected the daughter.
所以这个就是最安慰的。
So this is the most comforting.
所以我们要常常求神保守我们。
So we should ask God to protect us frequently.
也要保守我们的信仰。
And to protect our faith.
看回来诗篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm.
31篇。
Chapter 31.
诗篇的31篇。
Psalm 31.
诗篇的31篇。
Psalm 31.
第20节。
Verse 20.
20节,
Verse 20.
你必把他们藏在你面前的隐秘处, 免得遇见人的计谋, 你必暗暗地保守他们在亭子里, 免受口舌的争闹。
You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues.
这也说神暗暗地保守我们什么?
He records, what does God protect us from?
要保守我们免受口舌的争闹。
From the strife of tongues.
什么叫口舌的争闹呢?
What are the strife of tongues?
第13节说有些敌人会裁谤他,威胁他,攻击他。
In verse 13 it says, there are people that will slander and scheme to take away your life.
这个通通有一个统称叫做口舌的争闹。
So this can be said to be the strife of tongues.
有一句话叫人言可畏。 人的言语很可怕。
There's a saying that men's words are very dangerous.
最可怕的是什么?
What is the most dangerous?
不是狮子老虎啊。
It is not lions.
不是狮子的口啊。 有人说哇，狮子的口很可怕，一张大了，哇，里面的牙齿很尖的，会咬人。
People may say the teeth of a tiger are very dangerous.
狮子的口也不怎么可怕。
But they're actually not that dangerous.
为什么? 你手不伸进去就没问题了。
Why? Because if you do not extend your hand into their mouth,
你不那么靠近它, 它在笼子里面, 它就没问题了。
If you do not approach them, you'll be safe.
但是人的口啊, 比狮子的口, 比那个鲨鱼的口还可怕。
But man's mouth is even scarier than the mouth of lions.
人的口会乱讲话。
Because our mouth will speak many things.
会乱批评人。
And we may criticize people.
会乱传话。
And we may spread rumors.
会把你的名誉、把你的动机、把你的人格讲得一文不值。
And they will spread rumors so that your, you as a person, will be very.
大卫就体验过这些的苦啊。
So David, he experienced this bitterness.
哇，在他高的时候没有什么问题。
When he was,
地位高的时候，哎，但是当他逃命的时候，当他低潮的时候，很多人就攻击他了。
When he was high up in a place, there was no trouble. But when he was escaping, he needs to ask God for protection. So that he will not be influenced by those people who are talking about him. So truly, we need to ask God to protect us. Oftentimes, we may care a lot about what people say about us. We care about how people say about ourselves.
如果别人看了我们很好，我们就很开心。
If other people are very see us as someone very good, we're very happy.
如果我们攻击我们呢，我们就很愁苦。
But if they attack us, we'll be very bitter.
但是我们要做一个祷告。So
we should pray.
求神保守我们的信仰。
To protect our faith.
不要受口舌的争闹。
So do that we may not be influenced by the strife of tongues.
就是不要受别人的影响。
That is, do not be influenced by others.
像主耶稣就是这样。
So Jesus is like this.
别人要他做王，主耶稣就走开。
If someone wants Jesus to be the king, Jesus will walk away.
他不会很高兴。
He will not be very happy.
别人骂他。
When people rebuke him,
他也不会灰心。
He will not be hopeless.
他自己该做的还是要做。
He will still do things he's supposed to do.
这是神的保守他远离口舌的争闹。
This is how God protects him from being away from the strife of tongues.
这个是灵修很高的功课。
And this is a spiritual homework.
我们都要求神保守我们。
And we also need to ask God to protect us.
如果我们求神保守了，神一定会保守。
So if you ask God to protect us, He will indeed protect us.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
我们看犹大书，约翰一书之后的犹大书，启示录的前面，犹大书。
Let's actually turn to the book of Jude, Epistle of Jude.
24节。
Verse 24.
犹大书24节。
Jude 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
走天国路啊，照常走一条很窄的山路。
Walking this heavenly journey is like walking a very narrow mountain road.
一插错脚，一走错路，一掉下去就没有了。
If you are not careful, we may fall down.
但是谁可以保守我？
So who can help us?
主耶稣可以。
God, Jesus can.
自己要小心。
And we have to be careful ourselves.
但是还是要神的保守。
But we still require the guidance of God.
愿主耶稣常常保守我们。
May God continually protect us.
唱诗166首。
Let's sing hymn 166.
Will then the cross cross I'm bearing, meeting storms and billows wild. Jesus, for my soul is caring, nor can harm this father child. He will hide me.
Seated.
Now we're about to kneel down and pray. We ask God to keep us in secret. Even though we are weak, even though we are lacking, but God's merciful hand is always there in secret. And we pray for tomorrow's Sabbath service. Tomorrow is the first Sabbath of March.
下午有圣餐, 所以我们要今天晚上开始就要预备心。
And in the afternoon we'll have Holy Communion, so tonight let us prepare our hearts.
明天早上早祷会 10点15分, 也可以尽量来参加。
And tomorrow's morning's prayer will start at 10:15.
我们灵恩会呢, 就是剩两个月就来到了。
And our evangelical service will come in 2 months.
未来两个月就会有很多的圣功。
And in the coming 2 months, there will be many holy work.
有诗歌布道会, 有灵恩布道大会。
There will be hymnal evangelical service and SSC,
也有圣乐,
and there will be musical seminar. So we continue to pray for these events. We also pray for our brothers and sisters who need our prayers. In 2 weeks, we'll have the second part of our AGM. So in the remaining 15 minutes, let's pray and ask God's mercy.
要接受按手的可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands may come up. Let us kneel down and pray.